In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the CollectingCast.com podcast with Chris Harris and Edward Lovett.
Hello, happy new year, welcome to 2021, and welcome to a very special Collecting Cars podcast. I'm stood at Walters Arena, famous Welsh Rally test stage in Wales, with Rob Dickinson from Singer Vehicles and Richard Tuttle as well from, Tuttle Porsche. And you guys have just started and are about to release a fascinating new project. Can you succinctly tell me what on earth I'm looking at here, because it is the most remarkable vehicle I've seen in a long, long time. Rob Dickinson.
Oh, thank you, Chris. We worked closely with one of our clients who asked us what would an all-terrain 911 look like if we did it with an establishment that knows what the hell they are doing with rally cars, and that's why Richard and Singer have joined forces, and this is the result. Yeah.
This thing's outrageous. You'll be seeing pictures of it online now. I'm sure the release has got around the world because it's a remarkable thing. Been a labour of love for you, hasn't it, Richard?
Yeah, as often these things are. But, Harry, I think you'll remember stood in this car park when we drove the RGT for the first time.
Yep.
It's another level on. And we know what we thought about that. So it's hugely privileged to be involved in it. And Jesus Christ, it's good.
So let's talk about the structure of it. So there is some 964 underneath it.
Absolutely, a whole load of 964. Yeah, just with a load of beautiful carbon bonded onto the top of it.
Engine is what?
It's Singer's new twin turbo 3.6 litre all singing, all dancing.
How much power? 600? Flat
six. It's got about 450, but as you know, with turbos you have options.
Turn the wick up. So the design of this thing is fascinating. Now, for me, as a child of the 80s, there's a hint of 959 Dakar in this bad boy, and it looks like you've gone to town on it.
No, I mean, I think this is a bit of a departure from us. I think the car that we build in California, which we call the Classic, Classic program, is clearly our attempt to optimize the F model, early Porsche 911. The DLS, which we did with Williams over here, is taking that to its logical conclusion. The ACS, the all-terrain competition study, as we call it, is I think a celebration of that final golden era of Porsche rallying in the 80s with the SCRS and the first four-wheel drive, and then of course the 959 in 86, which won the Paris-Dakar in its all singing, very complicated fashion. So I think we looked at celebrating that Rothmans era with a car which tipped its hat to the 959, which I think is appropriate to the twin turbo and the four-wheel drive. Obviously there's a lot of WRC know-how going on underneath this thing, but it's also a celebration of the G model as well, which was the SCRS. So it's kind of like a mashup of the two,
That is the thing away, though, isn't it? Mash up.
A little bit.
It's a slightly crude phrase for the beautiful products you you produce, but mash up.
Well, it's a hot rod. I mean, we're hot rodders at heart.
It's amazing. In the food industry, they call it fusion. You call it mash up.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever term works. Hybrid, greatest hits. But we do. You know, everything that we've done for the last 10 years has been heavily influenced by Porsche's motorsport heritage. And I think hopefully we're doing our bit to celebrate that and taking the wisdom that Richard has over many, many years of being deeply involved in rallying and doing things properly. You know, that's what we always try. You know, we're very good at Singer at knowing what we're not very good at. And when we're not very good at stuff, we try and find the best people around. We did that with Williams for the DLS and Richard with this and Mr. Harris and you. And it's brilliant. It's a team effort. It always is a team effort. We've got a brilliant creative team back in California that have been working on this for all of last year while we're locked down doing crazy stuff. And this is the first time today that I've seen the bloody thing in real life, because we've been doing it over Zooms and what have you.
Baptism of fire, isn't it? So you turn up to see the thing, you've never seen it move before, and within 30 seconds you've seen it about 7 feet off the ground.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. We should paint a picture of what we're looking at here, which is snowy all-terrain madness. It's like a playground for the
It's rally. It's both rally and net.
Nice.
The place.
Proper.
So how often do you get the chance to start from scratch? This is the amazing thing, isn't it? I mean, you started with a platform, which is 964, but really this is just a wet dream of a car, isn't it? Because you've had the resources and the know-how and the time to put together your ultimate spec Rally 911, which is why it's got twin shocks all round and it looks like something that's going to the moon. It's incredible.
Yeah, I think you've summed it up. This for anyone to have an opportunity to build the ultimate car in their field, and for us it's all about 911. I have dreamed about something similar for a very long time. Then to then get encouraged, pushed to the limit in a really nice way by the bloke stood next to you and a great client to produce something that is looks stunning, so far very limited testing, working brilliantly, it doesn't get any more exciting, and it's staggering. Such a cool thing.
And it's, and you know, we owe an enormous debt of thanks to our client who is just the best, and you know, believes in us, I think trusts us, gave us a bunch of his money to bring something that was special. I mean, you know, clearly we're well aware that, you know, Safari rallies, lifted 911s are rather de rigueur at the moment, as they say in Germany, and some of them are fantastic, some of them have been incredibly inspiring to us, some of them are not so great, and we just wanted to, you know, we were asked to do something, and we said, can we do it properly? And that's why we're here, I think, and hopefully we've tried to do it properly.
Yeah. Right, so go and have a tea break now. This is an unconventional Collecting Cars podcast. Go and have a Jaffa cake. I suggest a Jaffa cake now, a warm cup of tea. Try and avoid putting sugar in the tea, because the sugar supply comes from the orangey bit of the Jaffa cake. If you have sugar in the tea as well, that's double-double. It's like having tomato ketchup with baked beans. Unnecessary. So do that. Then when you come back, we're going to walk around the car and point out some bits. It's going to be like a walk around a car, but you can't see the car, but you can imagine the car. You can see some pictures online. Okay, so have your tea now. See you in a minute. We're now stood in front of this remarkable vehicle. First of all, track width versus wheelbase is almost square, isn't it?
It certainly looks that way, and now you can ask me to quote the figures and I've no idea.
No, I'm not. But we've got 94 underneath. Let's start at the front. Suspension-wise, right? I'm looking at... I can see a spring and I can see a damper tube. So it's twin damper, single spring at the front, is it?
On the front, yeah, because we haven't got as much weight as we have, obviously, in the rear. And then the purpose of that is... you've got a weight sacrifice because you're carrying two dampers. Yep. But you've got dampers that are obviously sharing the load. Yes. So it's a reliability, longevity thing.
And also, I presume you can split the... You've got more separation in terms of rate, you've got more choice in terms of the what you're running at the front, haven't you?
You can play with two soft springs, one hard one, you can do all sorts of things. And I think we should just point out, by the way, it's day two of Dakar.
Yeah.
So what's cool is we're stood in the middle of this forest an actual Dakar is taking place. And so anyone who wants to go online and look at this type of thing with twin dampers, that's where all of this inspiration comes from.
And did you have to seek other knowledge, or did you have enough knowledge? Because obviously you guys are safari experts. You've done more outrageous off-road stuff with 911s than anyone else. Are you outside of your thinking zone here?
I'm never outside my thinking zone. The question is whether I know what I'm talking about. But there are some very clever people stood within 20 metres of us. So, of course, there's a massive knowledge that we have in the company. We've done more miles off-road in safari cars than anyone in the world.
Yeah.
So if you throw that into the mix and then get really clever people involved to bring it up to current spec, this is what you get.
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of very big foreheads around here. If you look around, there's a lot of big foreheads. And big foreheads normally mean clever people.
There's also a few laptops, and that's terrifying.
I have a very small forehead. Rob, yours isn't large either. Now, the styling of this thing, massive, massive clams. Not seafood variety either.
No. It had to have clams, and it's got these fabulous half doors, which were totally inspired by this fabulous shot of the 959 wading. And of course the cage means that you can't use half the low half of the door anyway, so we thought, let's chop the door in half. We just love the look of it, and it's of course the clams are Stratos inspired, Lancia Delta, Group B, and Quattro. It's any proper rally off-road car's got to have clams.
How long has this been in your head, this thing?
Well, we start to be totally candid, we started with something that didn't look as dramatic as this about 12 months ago. And I spoke to Richard. I said, look, and we looked around at all the other stuff that was happening that people were doing. And I think we thought that that it needed to be a little bit more special. And then we ramped up in terms of the ambition of the mechanical specification. And then we spoke to our client and said, can we do this properly? And he said, yes, go for it. And that's when we kind of rewrote the creative ambition, I guess, of the car.
It's got a real 911 headlight unit. How on earth does that work?
Firstly, you don't want to know the cost. Okay, so we're not going to talk about cost, but it's extraordinary. And at about 4:30. This afternoon, it should go a little bit dark here,
yeah.
And then we're going to see how they work. And I think, from everything I read and everything I hear, we're going to have plenty of lights. We obviously, it's a rally car. We have provision for a shed load more lights.
Yeah.
Rob and his team have generated something typically special.
Oh, has it got a pod?
Yes, but we haven't got it with us.
Yeah. That'll
be
coming. A pod.
That's coming.
Be a pod. The lights are from the 911 RSRs. Which
more commonly seen charging around Le Mans.
Yeah, they're the Le Mans spec RSR lights, which...
Where'd you get them from? Halfords?
they're out of stock.
A bloke in Germany sold them to us. But then getting them switched on was a little bit complicated because it requires conversations with...
with some extremely, extremely helpful people, because you can't just talk to this stuff. No matter how many computers you've got, the stuff that controls all these lights is mega software, so we had some assistance, and boy were we grateful for it.
Yeah. Moving down the side of the car, you'll see a video, so I'm not going to do a non-visual walk around, but the cabin is extraordinary. This is the first competition car I've seen where someone gives a shit what the inside looks like rather than just the ergonomic benefits for the driver. This has been styled, hasn't it?
Yes, Florian Flatow is my right hand back in California, and he's a genius. He's been with us now for over a year, and the work that we've done together, both on the inside and the outside of the car, is kind of extraordinary, I think. And there's clearly some DLS inspiration here as well, but to take a theme and run with it in the way that we've been allowed to. I mean, have you seen the key?
Yeah. No, I'm like a cricket commentator here. I'm going to have to paint a picture of the key.
They've
even designed a key ACS logo. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. It really is. The whole thing.
We just wanted to do it bloody properly. And all the flaps have been moulded and the under trays have been done properly. And it's extravagant. And I guess you can make the argument, you give anyone enough money, they're going to come up with something that's pretty good. But we are blessed with people that trust us. I'm very good at surrounding myself with very smart people, creative people, and engineering people that can bring something to life that no one else has tried to do. And we're quite brave in that respect. But we also have the trust of the clients to do something as crazy as this. But thank God we can, because the world's a better place for this, I think.
This is the thorny question now. You've built one. There's provision for another one, isn't there, within this project, this immediate project?
Yeah.
What happens after that?
Well, we don't know, really. We're going to the world is going to see it tomorrow. We're talking to you on January the 4th. The program, as we call it, gets launched tomorrow, and we'll see. It's there's been no business case put to it. It's a difficult singer, really, which we're winging it. We know we love it, and we're hopeful that other people will love it too. And that's probably as far as it goes. But it's a proper thing.
I'm gonna talk over you for one second. Okay, so if I'm sitting in my billionaire fortress and I look at that and I think I want one of those,
yeah,
can they phone you and have one?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole point. Yeah, that's why.
Just tells you what a great bloke he is. Not only has he allowed us to create this, he's also then gone, okay, well, look.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If anyone wants one, well, you better build a few more. So it just typifies him. It typifies how the project's evolved, and we'll see. I mean, I'm sure someone's going to like one.
Well, there's a render of something called the Stradale version lurking around.
I didn't say that. But the car will certainly operate very well on tarmac. I mean, Richard has specified this so the car can come down a little bit in its ride height, put some different wheel and tire package on it, and the car will be an absolute weapon on the road. So
a tarmac specification
of it. I mean, whether that's a Stradale or not, I don't know. But
you could imagine, you know, you could have some lad who turns up to some fancy restaurant in Beverly Hills in his Chiron. If they turn up in this, no one's going to look at the Chiron, are they?
No, they're not.
No. Okay, from the side of the car, we're checking out. Go and have another cup of tea. I know you haven't drank a lot of cup of tea, so may need a toilet break to get rid of some of that fluid. Next biscuit check for me would be custard cream. Go custard cream again, no sugar in the tea.
Collecting Cars, the safe, smart and simple way to buy and sell collectible cars. An online auction platform for the UK and Europe. Follow us on Instagram at Collecting Cars and also collectingcars.com.
Welcome back from your comfort break. You find me eating a squashy. Sorry about that. Not a custard cream. Now, Rob, update us on General Singer news. DLS will be built this year.
Yes, absolutely. We're the first five cars are in assembly at Multimatic. And that's going very well. Obviously, we're dealing with, obviously, the Brexit news a few days ago had our supply chain guys scurrying around, but it's all under control. It's going very well. We're delighted to be with Larry Holt at Multimatic, and the first cars are coming together beautifully. and you know, we're making the best of obviously a difficult situation here in the UK. It's not easy in California either, but cars are being built. We're getting around and embracing the regulations as much as we can while still getting on with the program.
So you're still making the Classic in California. It's still possible to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just not as fast as we would like at the moment, but we've got a lot of plans to speed up assembly of the cars in California. We're going to move to a new building, a purpose-built, that shed that you visited us in 13 years ago, 10 years ago, whenever it was, is slowly getting phased out for a little bit more of an appropriate building where we can have everything under one roof. And we hope to have that in place middle of the year. Just hiring some fantastic people that can help us actually do what we thought we could do totally on our own 10 years ago. We're trying to actually embrace some experts to help us do it properly. And that can't happen soon enough. So it's good. It's just, we just need to get over this horrible thing that we're all dealing with.
Richard, you've had more contact with me than DLS with the engine. Give us a summary of what the thing's like. This engine. This engine is the centre of the vehicle, and people have heard it, but it's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
It's staggering. Yeah. I'm not privy to the stuff you drive. I've driven a few cool cars, but this, I mean, the whole car is another level. The engine is sort of defies logic. It revs sort of like a 911 engine doesn't rev, but this one really does. But what's quite nice is you can also just cruise around in it. So it's got huge amounts of torque. There's a funny story about the various specifications that these boys were dreaming up, and they had a very nice surprise with a certain camshaft that all of a sudden delivered a load of more torque, correct emissions, and still worked at the top. So it's a staggering thing. The whole thing is a joy to drive.
Yeah, I'm amazed by it. I haven't been in it for a while. I look forward to having a go in one of these first cars. But it's a defining moment in the internal combustion engine motor car, isn't it? I think if you were a collector of that type of vehicle, you'd have a McLaren F1, you'd have an F50, you'd probably have some BMWs and some other stuff that have defined normally aspirated powertrain, but you'd need one of these because the sense of low inertia for me, it just feels like everything has got a better grease on it and doesn't have any friction, and it just zings. It's incredible.
Yeah, you need the rev limiter.
And you're in it the whole time. In fact, we need to think about that, because a lot of GT3s are valued on how often they've hit the limiter, aren't they? Yeah. And you get this, you're punished if you've hit it 10 times. Every DLS is going to have hit it about 100 times.
I was leaving the car park. But listen, the point being, listen, this thing that I'm driving around today, that's what a rev limiter does. So if the rev limiter is correct, then it's not going to damage the engine. So I'm sure they've got it right.
Nice bit of PR there from Richard. I like that. So, but orders are up on Singer, aren't they? So, you know, a lot of people in your marketplace, because you now have to understand that you're a player. You know, you're an option against a McLaren or a Ferrari or a Louis Vuitton flat or whatever it is you want to buy with your money.
Doesn't feel like it's standing in this field. Right?
I know. Or the glamour of it, Walter's Arena. You can have your cup of tea. We have got a custard cream for you as well. But orders are up, aren't they? People want more Classics.
Yeah, it's incredible. We've had the biggest year in our history, which is humbling and fantastic, and that people trust us with their money to build them something spectacular. And it's, you know, we were talking earlier, weren't we, Chris, about bring a trailer and
collecting cars.
and the huge amount of success that has been had there. You know, people are sitting around dreaming of better things, aren't they? And I think if we can scratch that itch, we will. And you know, good things are going to happen from this period we're in, and we're ready to get out of the tracks.
I get the sense there's things you want to tell us but you can't tell us.
A little bit, yeah. We've got a lot. We've been very creative last year. I keep having to remember it's last year now. I mean, you know, we've been stuck in LA, you know, with doing all we can, but the creative juices have been flowing. We're going to be launching something else quite big later this year. ACS is the first thing of the year, but it's great. We've been given enough trust to do some very, very, very fantastic stuff. And it's I can't believe it. I mean, you know, we met 10 years ago, didn't we, Chris? And we were, you know what? We were a bunch of amateurs taking a big, big risk on many things. And I like to think we're still very much in that headspace. But
we do have
some self confidence now that perhaps we didn't have then. And we have some belief in ourselves, and we have the belief of other folks, which is amazing.
So you have to retain the madness. There has to be a certain amount of chaos, otherwise everything would be homogenised into ordinary products.
So, and it's,
as Richard knows, it's about managing the madness of Singer, isn't it?
They're wonderful. Is that what I'm supposed to say? No, they're we're stood next to something that just without a little bit of that, or a shed load of it, to be honest, it wouldn't happen. And I'd like to think that we're a company that's got a little bit of madness. I mean, Generation Before's got far too much, so try and taper down on that a bit. But the world needs some madness, because that's how products are created. And that's one of the joys of doing something like this, because you're pushed very, very hard. And hence, it's beautiful.
But Neil Carey is currently applying a sucker to a carbon fibre clamshell.
Don't scratch it.
Yeah, he's just a bit of cautionary shouting going on there.
I think I should say, so Rob has looked at this for the last year and a half or so. And if any of you had the privilege of meeting him, it's fairly nerve-wracking, because he'll start touching and looking at lines and feeling and all that stuff he does.
Good job, Flo, isn't it? He'd be all over it with
the
it.
Best thing is, he turned up into a Welsh forest, the car's already covered in shit, and he can't see a line, he can't see a door gap, he can't see a paint blemish. It's wonderful.
I know it's all it needs to be, because we've been watching endless Zooms at 8 o'clock in the morning in
always,
LA.
It's always 8 o'clock for you, and it's always for us at the end of the day. I want to knock off now.
Talk to the bloody Singer boys at.
We had to change one meeting that was 5 o'clock on a Friday night. So after a couple of them, I thought, well, this is a crap idea. So it became 5 o'clock on a Thursday night. And I've had some great chats with Rob in some unusual places.
Oh, yeah.
I want to change the subject quickly. One last thing, Rob. The Singer look, as we can now call it, you've managed to define what for me sits perfectly between the tuner wrestler mod look and the OEM look, to make it your almost Singer OEM look. How do you get to that point? Because people are trying, the best thing I can say is people are trying to copy the Singer now and do pastiches of the Singer, and they all look shit, which means you're doing something better than they're doing. So, obviously this is in your noggin, but do you think you can verbalise it? Is it just a touch and a feel for you?
I think it is. I mean, people have been buggering about with 911s for, 40 years, haven't they? And why would we be able to do it perhaps differently to anybody else? I can't put my finger on that, Chris. It's to say you have a vision makes you sound like an arsehole, but if you don't,
Chris Banglander, you are.
No. But these things don't come about by committee. They come about by having a fierce, you could call it arrogant sense that this, it has to be like this. If you start asking for too many opinions, it starts to get watered down.
So
Classic was very much like that. I surrounded myself with some extraordinary talent to do DLS, and I've surrounded myself with some extraordinary talent to do this. I mean, as you know, I was a car designer in a previous life before I became a musician. So I have enough talent to get myself into trouble, but I do need the team, and we have an incredible team. And I now have proper designers around me to work on producing something like this, which is, putting modesty to one side, exquisitely executed. And we have a brilliant bunch of people in California that have worked incredibly hard to do this. Flo Flatow has been leading the charge, and the same with DLS. We just chase the bloody details until I want it on my driveway. That is what Singer is about. Maz as well. If we want it on our driveway, we are convinced that other people will want it too. And I think it served us quite well. It's quite simplistic thinking, but it...
Matt's had a brown GT3 for a while.
I know.
Don't talk about
Matt.
It's not worth it.
Matt's from... Okay, one last question to both of you, and you can answer it separately. You go first. People are going to see a picture of this car and go, why would you clip that off-road? It looks too nice.
Ask Rob first.
I don't know. It's got to look great, hasn't it? You've got to want to get in it, and you've got to want to drive it. When we were first... You know, looking at the sketches of this, I just knew I wanted to drive it. I wanted to have it as my daily transport in Los Angeles. It can be an urban weapon. It can be something that you can go exploring into the Antarctic. And you can, but primarily, it's a properly set up for competition, Chris. And it can be, and it can win. We think it can win competitions with the right drivers involved and the right support. We're gonna offer support for anybody who wants to commission one of these, where Richard can support their campaigning of the cars. And we're just going to see where it can go. You know, me and Maz are motorsport nerds. We love it. We take it. Maz is involved in it quite deeply, as you probably know. And we wanted to do something that was pucker and proper. And without Richard, we wouldn't have done it. So,
well, checking out from here. The first time I met you was in warm California, going out, eating burgers in T-shirts and driving a very early classic. It wasn't even called a classic then, it was just called it a Singer. And yes, you were hoping, you'd built about 7, you were hoping to build 20.
That was it.
We're now stood in Walter's Arena, freezing our knackers off, looking at a few million pounds worth of exquisite carbon fibre. So it's been a hell of a journey. Well done, boss.
Thank you.
This is Collecting Cars, checking out from an odd location. That was a short one, I know. But we will hear from you soon, hopefully. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.